From the Hill Country in Texas, this is OneRadioNetwork.com. First thing I would like to say is hello, good morning. You guys are cool. Thanks for being you're so cool, man. Thanks for being here. And second thing I would like to say is perhaps one of you or two of you or one or two, that'd be fun. You could talk to each other. Would call up like right away, not like right away, but right away at 888-663-6387. 888-663-6386 actually. 888-663-6386 for open phones, and tell me about your life, and that way I can just listen about your life, and we can all listen and learn about you and what you're doing and what's going on and whatever, kind of like what open phones is about. And then I could finish my oatmeal, because if I would finish it like when I'm on the air, it's not cool. It's just really I know. 20 minutes ago, man, I just need some. Oh, man, what's going on? I just need something to eat here. And so, okay, so it is Open Phone Friday. My name is Patrick Timpone. Don't mind me. I'm just babbling around. But that's what Open Phone's about. We just babble. I heard a software thing was advertised called Babbel, where you would learn a language. I've been anchoring to learn another language just for fun. What do you think a good one would be? I'm almost tempted. I know this sounds strange. I'm not a traitor or anything, but I'm almost tempted to learn Russian. Wouldn't it be fun to go over to Russia and see what's going on? That'd be way cool. It's probably not the easiest language in the world to learn. Not like the Romance languages, which are really easy. Yeah, you do the French, Italian, Spanish, I think Portuguese and some other ones, that they're all derived from Latin, which I took in high school. I took 4 years of Latin. I mean, who would have thunk it? 1960, taking Latin? I don't know why I did it. It was pretty cool I did that, because it's great. 4 years of Latin. I did pretty good. I just liked it a lot. And then all the Romance languages, like I say, Spanish and Italian, French. I think some other ones. I don't know all of them. You could Google it if you're interested in Romance languages, and they're all kind of tied into to Latin. And then once you get the basics kind of words from Latin, it all just kind of makes sense. Like the most basic one would be in Latin is, you know how they used to do is I love, you love, he, she, and it loves, we love, you love, they love. You know, you ever hear that one? So that would be amo, amas, aman, amare, amania, you know. Amo, amore, that's amore, with, in Italian, it is love, and amorous, amorants. And that's where the word, you know, that's where that, I don't know what it is in French or Spanish, but it's close. So first time I went over to Italy, I heard my mom's, but she spoke such different language. She was a Sicilian. And then, of course, they were always speaking rather quickly, Grandma, when they didn't want us to know what was going on. But when I went over the first time, I think in the early 70s, I mean, I looked at street signs and menus. And I mean, I knew what a lot of this stuff was saying. I mean, not literally, but because of the Latin. Anyway, so we should all learn Russian and go and we could do a caravan and go over and check out and see what's going on over there. Just to see. I mean, just to see. I think it would be interesting. No? Oh, well. 888-66... I tried. 888-663-6386. And my email is patrick@oneradionetwork.com. Yeah, oatmeal. You know, it's so funny. I've been nutritionally aware, I think, since... How about you? How long have you been? Really? That long? Me too. Since the late 70s. And still, now every day for me, and I know a lot of you because I get the emails, it's still an adventure, a Da Vinci Code, to figure out what your little body wants at this time and time and space. And it's pretty cool. We change so dramatically every moment because of our thoughts and our expectations and our belief system, and we just do. And so our body changes, and so it's kind of challenging to kind of jump on one diet. And but it doesn't mean that you know, grabbing on some diet that people talk about and try it, like keto or paleo or vegan or vegetarian or octo-vegetarian or pescatarian or whatever it is. Anyway, pescatarian. Pescatarian. That's when you eat fishies. You know, that's a good place to start, and then you just kind of see how you do. And then, so it's always a trial and success is what we talk about around One Radio Network. So tests are okay and fine, but just to be able to say, okay, well, eat this and have no expectations about how it should feel or it could feel. And that's the big deal, is to get real clear on that and just kind of let the ball roll where it may, so to speak. And you can just really tell. I mean, some people, Dr. Massey used to teach us where you could take your pulse rate, what was it, 20 minutes after you eat something, and if it goes up a certain percent, then that means your food is a little bit not the best for you at that moment. Doesn't mean you can't eat it tonight, but it's pretty cool, and I suspect that seems right, doesn't it, where you would just raise your pulse rate. I raised my pulse rate this morning. I was jumping on the rebounder. I sure love that little baby. We have them on sale right now. These things are so cool, and you can just jump around. I like to do 10 or 15 minutes of just a leisurely thing, maybe with a 2 or 3 pound weight, and then after everything gets all kind of warmed up, and then just run in place as fast as you can, like a saber-toothed tiger is running after you, really fast. I mean, just. Whew, faster than you could do outside because your feet can't even go that quick on the ground. Just poof, and just do it. I don't know. Do as long as till you think you're going to pass out. No, don't do that. And it's pretty cool. They call that burst exercise. And science has shown, and we've had people on the show, that doing something like that for even 30 seconds, or some say 15 seconds, is equivalent to 15 minutes running or jogging or even rebounding, a leisurely thing, the benefits for the heart and the arteries, which seems pretty amazing, but I suspect it is. Because, boy, when you put that on the body, and it's just very, very, very intelligent, unlike you and I. Very intelligent. And, boy, it gets 30 seconds of full-on saber-toothed tiger, and it knows that, and it gets stronger intuitively, spiritually, evolutionary wise, and that's all one thing. My opinion, spiritual growth and evolutionary growth and spiritual growth is all the same thing. Then your body just knows that it's just got strengthened in that moment, and it's going to stay stronger, and it'll build in that area that needed to build if it felt a little weakness just because you did the 30 seconds. I mean, isn't that cool? These bodies are just like so amazing. So amazing. And there's so many portals in the brain that works with the mind. The brain is just a computer. It is not the source of intelligence. No, people say, oh, look at the big brain on Brad. I remember that line in who knows what line it is? Does anybody know what line it is? I wish I could give you something. Or quiz. Look at the big brain on Brad. Remember that line in the movie? Let's see if I can find it. Yeah, gosh. Of course, it's not been edited, so I'm not sure I want to play this because anything can happen. I don't know if they're talking dirty here, maybe. Should we try? I'm adventurous. You feel adventurous? Okay, this is from the movie.
Hamburgers, the cornerstone of any nutritious breakfast.
What kind of hamburger?
Cheeseburgers.
I can't hear it. We need a louder one. We need a louder one. Let's see what this one is.
Check out the big brain on bread. You're a smart motherfucker.
I don't say that. Okay.
Check out the big brain on bread.
I don't want to say that again. That's the trouble with not doing this ahead of time. Okay, so I'll have to edit that out. Ooh. Last thing we need is the MF word on a Friday morning. Gosh. August 10th, 2018. Sorry about that. I apologize. That was from Quentin Tarantino's Pulp Fiction. Oh, man. 888-663-6386. Email Patrick at 1radionetwork.com. So, what do you guys want to talk about? I got lots of stuff here I can play around with, but I'd like to talk to you. 888-663-6386. Email Patrick at 1radionetwork.com. So, this fellow sent me an email. It was all about the powers that be and the Rothschilds and Lucifer and Jesus and stuff, and it was pretty strange, and it was like very long, and I had no motivation to read the thing after looking at those words, you know, that kind of stuff. I mean, whatever. So I emailed him back. I was very nice. I said, please don't send these anymore. I just don't want to hear this kind of thing. So this fellow writes back. I won't give his name. He says, Dear Patrick, I got this morning. Was it the Luciferian aspect that you did not like? Was it the hopelessness of the picture? Jesus wins in the end, so do not worry. Was it the Freemasonry was being attacked? Was it your optimism was being impaired? I need to know so I can be more careful in the future. I'm curious because the last thing I want to do is hurt my best friend Patrick. Oh, I didn't know we were best friends. Maybe I should follow Dr. Daniel's advice. If you want goat's milk, then you need to get a job. My day job has been causing some stress, but the folks are real nice there. Overall, do not worry, because Jesus wins in the end. The bad guys are going to get such a boot, and the proverbial one day, soon. God bless and all the best. Okay. I actually wrote a little something on Facebook about that idea. It's the only reason I read this, not to criticize Patrick. He has his own belief. That's cool. But I think that those that believe and are taught by some teachers and saviors and stuff, not necessarily Jesus, because he didn't teach, they just picked it up, he didn't say that, is that there's going to be peace on earth someday, and all the good guys are going to win, and we're going to go dancing down the in Lollipop Lane and peace, love, and hippie beads on planet Earth. I just disagree with that idea. I don't think there's any merit to it. Not that it wouldn't be good, but this is really not the place. And this is just my opinion. I could be totally wrong, but this is really not the place for that stuff to go on. There's a billion places out there, much, much higher vibration, much more towards peace, love, and hippie beads. And the higher you go in vibration, up the astral and the causal and the mental, and eventually to the soul plane, the more peace, love, and hippie beads it is. That's the way it was set up by God. So there's other places to go. And you can go there before you die. You can go there in your soul body at night and travel around. And this is what planet Earth, in my opinion, is about, to learn that we don't really want to be here forever. And this is a good place to learn that because of the startling opposites, you know, of planet Earth. I mean, whew, it doesn't get much more opposite than here, right? Drink time. And what a better place to learn about balance and beauty and compassion and truth and love and all of that than in a place where it's very challenging to be that way because of all the silliness on planet Earth, of the hills and the hills and the valleys and the light and the dark. And of course, some people call it the good and evil, the Star Wars thing, good and evil, and hate and love and cold and hot. And that's what Earth is about. Everything exists only in relation to its opposite. So you just can't have rich on planet Earth. You can't have it. You just can't have warm. You got to have cold. Now, back in the Golden Age, I hear, and I have remnants of it. Do any of you remember when you were on Lemuria, Atlantis, or even further back than that? Because it goes further back than that. There was that was in the Golden Age, and the Satri, I believe it's a Satri Yuga, is it? Satri, something like that. Way long ago, is when it was the land of eternal spring, it is said in the ancient text, where it was, I guess, like 78 or so, with the light breeze and butterflies and honey and stuff like that. And so that's kind of a balance, where it's not too cold, not too hot, just like Goldilocks, and people didn't even have to have homes. It was so perfect. You just kind of hung out. And everybody's sweet to each other, so you didn't have to lock up any of your stuff because you didn't have any stuff. So, didn't have any stuff. There's no stuff. All you had was peace, love, hippie beads, and all the food was right there. And that's where the Garden of Eden allegory comes from. Of course, that happened millions of years before the Garden of Eden, but don't get me started there. So it's a Satya Yuga. I think that's how you pronounce it. Satya, and then that's the Golden Age, and then the Treta Yuga, which is the Silver Age, and then the Dwarpa Yuga, which is the Copper Age, and the Kali Yuga, which is what we're in now, which is the Iron Age, and this is the yuck of the yuck, the pits of the pits, and we only have 425,000 years left of the Kali Yuga, so we're it only started like 5,000 years ago. So we're on the right track. But do not despair. As I wrote in my Facebook post, within big yugas, these big yugas, is a smaller cycles. And we've just entered into a golden age, a true golden age. And you'll see it if you want to participate. I mean, it's the bomb. Cool stuff coming up. And it's going to be 12 cycles of 12. Began last October. And so there's 144 years of golden ages on planet Earth. Now, it's not going to engulf the entire Earth, I'm told, by the ancient texts and people that I trust who know about this stuff. It's not going to engulf the entire Earth like they're taught. It's just going to be for people who participate in it, who want to do it, who believe in it and want to do it, change some things and do some stuff and let go of some stuff and love their enemies, as Jesus taught about, and love God and love themselves and be cool and have fun. And that's your golden age. And you'll be able to participate in it for 144 years. Now, that's pretty cool. I've actually have heard ladies say, the Earth is just so strange. I don't even think I would want to bring a baby into planet Earth right now. And, that's kind of sad when I hear that. I'm Italian. I think we should just make a lot of babies, actually. I just think it's a good thing. Why not? anyway. So we were talking on Facebook a couple of days ago, and that's what I wrote on there. I said something like that. What did I say at the end of my long post? It was funny. Sometimes I humor myself, yeah. I was talking about the 12 cycles of 12 years ahead. So even with all the challenges we see, soul has the consciousness, the ability, the choice, and the help to experience the golden age. So have some fun. Wish everyone well. Yes, even them. Smiley face. Have some babies and love God. Have some babies and love God. That's my message today. Have some babies and love God.
As I told you, it would be absolutely, totally, and in all other ways, inconceivable.
No, it's not inconceivable at all.
Previously, with Dr. Richard Ulrey, and the relationship to the bacteria in our gut, to everything.
There's tremendous communication between the gut bacteria in the brain through the vagus nerves.
Oh.
The brain doesn't necessarily make a lot of stuff. It's kind of like living on Hawaii. Everything has to be imported. 80% of what your brain needs is actually made by the gut bacteria for your brain to properly function and to regulate the rest of the body. Your gut bacteria is designed to make all of your vitamins. So if you're giving your patients vitamins, that means your gut bacteria is not making the vitamins for the body in question. I said, assuming you straighten out the gut and we've got all the right bacteria doing all the right things, making vitamins, the reason you need vitamins is so you can absorb minerals.
Ah, that's great. We're learning so much. We've always known the bacteria being important, but more and more. Wow. These Living Streams probiotics we're promoting, we believe they are some of the most bioactive, varied, unique human DNA probiotics in glass liquid available anywhere. All the products in our store, click on One Living Streams and you'll get access to them all on OneRadioNetwork.com. I'm absolutely, positively, absolutely, and not just because we promote them and we make some money on them, that these things have helped my life tremendously over the last couple of months. Really fine products. They're living. They're in glass little droppers. They have all kinds of them. The three basic ones I would recommend, and folks ask me, can I talk? It would be the Living Streams Multi-Blend, which is a really nice blend of human DNA probies. And you put that in your little mouthy, in your water when you eat. That's kind of good, and drink a little bit of that. That's kind of fun. And then you can I would do the Living Streams Living Minerals, and you're getting about 57 or so minerals. I think 57 or so mins. That's cool, right? That's really cool. And then I do the Bifido, too. I would do the Bifido. That's where you get the yttrium, which is the curcuminum from India and out of the turmeric. And yttrium is a very precious kind of nutrient that's hardly in any foods here in this country. And you can Google yttrium, and Richard Ulrey, who you just heard from, he's really did all the research on yttrium. And we need yttrium to absorb our food. Never heard of this thing before Wayne. So that's why he actually made the Bifido, is to get the yttrium in the body. So those would be the three. But if you'd like to learn more, talk to Marilyn at Living Streams. Her phone number, got a pen? I'll wait. I didn't give you a lot of time. 360-912-2981. 360-912-2981. Ask a lot of questions. They're not allowed to put a lot of this stuff in print. You know, the one we love. And even though we don't make any claims of cures or anything like that, the body does all the healing. We just provide these little bacteria and nutrients so the body has an easier time of it. That's how it works. But after you talk to Marilyn, if you decide to order some, or if you talk to one and Wayne, she can turn you on to Wayne, just go back to our website, if you would, One Radio Network, and then order them, and then we'll get a commission if you order through our website. So thank you very much. Thank you very much. Daniel Vitalis is here, and we're talking about his new product, Taboo, that really has short-term and long-term effects on the libido and the whole sexual experience?
We really wanted to redefine the category. You know, we wanted something that worked in the short term that would help increase the blood flow to erectile tissue, the penis, the vagina, the clitoris, the nipples. We wanted something that would increase blood flow to that erectile tissue, but we also wanted something that would work on the long term, helping to increase sex hormone in both men and women to give people a better quality of sex life over time as well. And we wanted to do that in a formula that tasted delicious. In other words, we wanted something that when you tasted it, you kind of wanted to take another dose. And we achieved all three of those things. It's delicious. It works tonight. And then it works over the course of time as well. So this is a really great investment in your sex life and something that you and your lover are going to really enjoy sharing together.
Well, I certainly hope so. That'd be fun. Now, four products from Daniel are on sale right now. And only for another 5 days, the Taboo, which you just heard about. the Yopan tea, which is the only sustainable United States grown plant offering caffeine. Did you know that? No. Caffeine in Yopan tea. It's pretty cool. Very interesting product. And then also the Daylight K2, which is the vitamin D K2 combo, which tastes yummy. Got a little vanilla in there. Whoo, man. And then the other one is the brand new product, which we got some, and it's really cool. It's a spray bottle, and it's a digestive bitters. And that's really, really nice, especially when you go out to eat. You have one in your glove compartment, and you know, you're getting ready to go in the restaurant, and you go, psh, 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 and you can even do some afterwards. So I'd get about three bottles of those. They're very inexpensive. You could have one, you know, one in your office, or if you go to work, unlike me, where you don't go to work, or whatever, in your office, in your kitchen, and then in your car, something like that. Digestive bitters. All three of these are on sale right now on One Radio Network. Any Survival Link, you don't need a code, are on sale.
There's got to be a morning after. If we can hold on through the night, we have a chance to find the sunshine. Let's keep on looking for the light. Oh, can't you see the morning after? It's waiting right outside the storm. Why don't we cross the bridge together and find the place that's safe and warm? It's not too late, we should be giving. Only with love can we climb. It's not too late.
Okay, it's Open Phone Friday. Good morning to you. August 10, 2018. My goodness. Open Phone Friday. It's another warmie here, boy. Man. I read somewhere where we had, I think, 32 now days of 100 degrees here in Dripping Springs, Texas, the center of the universe. Oh, my gosh. 888-663-6386. I was trying to find why can't I find kind of description of this one herb that I've been taking that my Ayurvedic doctor recommended? It's really pretty cool. Characteristics of International Journal. I'll try to find it, really. And it's silver. It's just silver. I'll find it as I move along here. Oh, silver, silver, silver. Oh, here it is. Rajnat Basma, also called Chani Basma, is a calcified Ayurvedic drug used in eye diseases, debility, anal fissure, cough with yellow sputum, frequent urination, jaundice, anemia, enlargement of spleen, liver, hypertrophy, fatty liver, physical weakness, epilepsy, hysteria, and neurological diseases. I don't have any of those things. I don't know why he gave me that. But actually, it's for strength. And it's silver. Silver particles are converted into nanoparticles and calcined. Ash becomes light in weight and floats over the water. Silver ash, calcined silver. I don't know what calcined is, but it's all for building muscles and strength and nervous and really, really cool stuff. Things like anxiety, insomnia, depression, irritability, phobia, schizophrenia, sadness, stress, hysteria. So it's a lot of things in the abdomen, kidney. I mean, it's just an incredible, real ancient kind of concoction, but mainly the ingredient is silver. And these are these little capsules, and they're very, very small. I mean, teeny. And they're just, it's silver, a special thing of silver. So just want to share with you what I've been taking that every day for a couple of weeks. Yep. So, oh, I didn't finish up on the, you know, the, so the, so then that's the idea that, that, well, I think we did finish up on the peace on earth thing. Sorry, we finished up on that. Yeah, we did. Yeah, we did. Let's do some emails. You wanna? Okay. Okay, Patrick, let's do some emails. Oh, let's do some emails. Let's do some emails. Have you tried the hemp seed oil and the Apex CBD oil? Could you please tell us your experience with them and what the difference is between the two? Thank you for Cricket. Actually, I had some both last night in the middle of the night. The Apex CBD oil, which is it's a little pricey stuff, but this is pretty fantastic product that Andreas has made. He's using the stems and the leaves, the entire plant, as long also the seeds of the hemp plant. And when you don't heat it, like he manages to squeeze it into an oil with no heat, then there's no really THC released. And so you don't get stoned. And then so you're just getting the, you know, really massive doses of the CBD cannabinoid thing that everybody's so head over heels on, head over feet about, and that really has all kinds of anti-inflammatory rest and nervous system. It's just good for everything. It's just really a nice thing to have in your body. And we do have these cannabinoid receptors, so there's a reason. I mean, we have them, and I think that we create the cannabinoids through our, my own opinion. I don't know this for sure, but I think we create our own cannabinoids through our state of consciousness, when we fall in love, when we're just happy, when we're having a good time, when we're just loving God, we're feeling positive about life, we're doing work that we love, with our family, just, you know, just being a happy camper. I think the cannabinoids gets released, and we have these receptors, and so I think the hemp and these kind of plants are just tools for something that we can do on our own. But that doesn't mean we shouldn't do them, because they're there for a reason, and why not? As long as they help. I mean, it's a God thing. They wouldn't be there. They're there for a reason. So that's CBD, and it's pretty subtle, though. It's not something, but it just depends on you. I mean, if you are kind of an anxious tyke, Cricket, or other, you have a hard time really settling down and just relaxing a lot, people have some pretty dramatic effects. Folks who have some classic insomnia, not like me, up half the night just because it's time to be up, but classic insomnia where your little mind is racing and all that and you just can't relax, people have reported some very, very nice things with CBD, and Andrea said with his, and it's loaded. I think it's got 1,000 something of the micro, whatever it is, in there. Now, the hemp seed oil is a very beautiful oil. It's just pure green. Got a little CBD oil in there. But it also, too, is very anti-inflammatory. I can go on his website. Let's see what he says about the hemp oil. But I bought some. I wanted to try it. And I don't know. My tummy really, really like it. It feels very soothing. Very soothing. You have to go into our store. We don't have an ad on the front page yet. Working on that. And let's see if the hemp oil has some things on there. Then they have the 5-seed oil blend. You can be assured that these are the cleanest, freshest, most amazing no oxidation oils ever on the planet because of the way he does it. Listen, you might want to listen to the show that we did yesterday with Andreas. Andreas says that hemp seed oil is one of nature's most perfectly balanced oil because it's a very healthy 3-to-1 ratio of 6-to-3s. In the modern diet, the ratio of 6-to-3s can be distorted as 20-to-1 trans fats on all those kind of things. 5% of pure GLA, a much higher concentration than other plants. GLA has reduced inflammation in the body. Well, we like some of that. We like GLA. But you can Google hemp seed oil too, and organic non-GMO cold pressed, and very cold pressed. You know, you just kind of taste these oils, and wow, yeah, they're pretty cool. So I don't know all. You know, I just kind of go with my intuition and the energy of a product and how they appear in my life. And so I'm going to start taking some more of these for fun. Just for fun. Let's see. You can put these on your face as well. The lady, when the essential oil lady was talking about using sunflower oil, and she gave some recipes on the show, Stephanie, when was that? Tuesday? And you could do that and get some of the essential oils from Living Libations that she recommends, and get some Andreas sunflower oil and make your little oil things, like using frankincense and geranium. She says those are really nice for the face. So that's kind of fun. And put them on your face and look just cuter than you are. But that's not possible. You can't. Well, maybe it is. There's always another step. Patrick was talking about wasps on a past show. This is from a doctor, Hohen. I usually exterminate wasps, then found out that they get rid of cabbage, little green inchworm things, and tomato caterpillars when my garden was no longer decimated by them. They're also pollinators, so I made peace, and they coexisted with me like your fire ants. Heard you lament on one of your podcasts after live shows today. Have a divine light-filled day. I will. Thank you very much, Doc. Yeah, I'm with you, kiddo. I think that the way this thing is set up, that we're meant to live peacefully among all these little critters. You know, the snakes and the bears and the coyotes and the wasps and the spiders and, you know, all the flora and the fauna. The sharks and stuff like that. And got to be careful, of course, and don't want to become shark food, but live in harmony with these things. And yeah, I used to have thousands of literally so many wasps around, and never once did I ever feel threatened by them or attacked, never once. And sometimes they'd put a little wasp nest right above the front door or something, and man, they'd come in and out, and I never knocked them down. I just felt they were fine. And they eat spiders and they eat spiders and what else? They eat ticks as well. And then they're great pollinators, as the doctor said. So, yeah, don't kill these guys. Don't kill them. I mean, you can if you want. But okay, I need another bite because my blood sugar. Hold on. Not really blood sugar. I'm just hungry. My tummy's going, feed me. Should have eaten earlier, but I just wasn't hungry. And then 15 minutes before going in the air, it just hit. It's like, what? My body's going through a lot of changes. I spoke to Wayne about Living Streams products. He called me back. That was cool, says Susie. Yeah, he's a cool guy. He was extremely helpful and sent me a few samples. Huh. I will be placing an order shortly. The documents he referred to that he said you could post on your website are the rat study for C60 and the structure effect. Yeah. Do you have these to know what they are? I do. The structure effect is something that Wayne sent me that I've never really read straight through and concentrated on it, which I need to, which explains why this C60 thing worked. And then the rat study was on the C60 as well. We're protecting the rats from radiation and also extended their life, like double their lifespan. Now, some people say, well, you know, rats are different. Yeah, and that's above my pay grade. I don't get into those conversations because I've just been around long enough that it's just, there's other things to discuss with, you know, I mean, I don't care. I go by who the people are and what they're doing, what kind of a person they are, their stories, you know, how they got to be where they are, and the whole energy around them, and I go by that, and then rather than looking at a piece of paper or believing some guy, well, that, you know, that doesn't work, because that's all, that's all mental overhang, and it's just a waste of time, in my opinion. I just don't do it like that, sorry. People send me stuff and want me to read stuff like that, and I just don't read it. I don't read it. Boy, yesterday, Raymond Francis was a really interesting fellow, 81 years old, 81 revs around the sun, and I was commenting to him, and I actually put it in the title of the show yesterday. You know, it's time to start taking advice from people who are getting the results that you want. You know, there's a lot of kids out there, God love them, and I, no criticism, just a comment on our culture. You know, 25, 30, 35 years old, you know, making videos, and they're juice experts, and you do this for the rest of your life, and you live, and that's great, and it's fine, and it helps people, but they don't know. I mean, they wait till they live, you know, 100 years, and then see what they, then see what they did, right? Wait till they live 60, 70, 80 years, and see, you know, and see what they've done. But, you know, with YouTube, everybody's a rock star, and everybody knows. Everybody knows. Oh, we can play that song. Everybody knows. But there's a lot of cool people out there. I want to get this Marcus Rothkrantz on. Have you heard about him? Ken Rolla speaks very highly of him. It's hard to find some of these people. But we're always looking for new folks. There's another cool guy that came across. But when they have these YouTube videos, it's challenging to find them. Sometimes I'll write to Sharon and say, do you know how to find this guy? Because I can't find him. She's pretty good. She'll dig him up. Okay, this is Open Phone Friday, 888-663-6386. Email patrick@oneradionetwork.com. patrick@oneradionetwork.com. David wrote in, this is pretty cool. Dr. David Williams has the techniques to fix acid reflux. If it's a hiatal hernia, it's really simple. And there's a way you can fix your pyloric valve if that's the problem. The video on YouTube demonstrates how to do it. It has worked for me, by the way. You need to get an interview with Dr. Ilya Sukhanov in Love to You and Doodles. I think we have Dr. Ilya Sukhanov thing scheduled, so thanks for that lead. I think we got him scheduled soon. Yeah, next to Tuesday. See, so we do read your emails, and I read them all, except the ones that get really weird, when I only read like four lines of them. I don't know, like the one I read earlier. The Rothschild's Lucifer thing. Ooh. But anyway, so we're going to have this person on. It looks pretty cool. And I watched that video, and it really is pretty interesting. You could just, if you're interested in dinking around with your pyloric valve, and so that's the valve that opens from your tummy to the small intestine, and then your small intestine to your large intestine. And sometimes this fellow says they get stuck, and I think they do, and that's how they can build up, and that could be a cause for heartburn. And acid reflux as well. So might not even be a gas thing. I mean, an acid thing like mine was, and it was, I eventually learned it was just, you know, engrams in the tummy area where just some karmic things were kind of stuck in there from whatever long ago. And as I released all those, everything started to release, and then the pressure was taken, and that was the burning I was feeling. And I assumed that it was, too much acid. And that's the problem whenever I assume something and just kind of say, well, it could be that. Let's keep looking. And as soon as we assume something, then we'll go down that road. And then you could spend a long time going down a road, an assumption that you'll find out at the end was, whoop, that was the wrong assumption. So assuming something, be careful with that. I've spent, waste a lot of time not really wasted. You know, time doesn't exist, but, you know, you don't have to go through that if we just kind of look and see and don't make the assumptions. And turned out mine was just almost all just energy that got kind of trapped in that stomach, spiritual stuff, and it kind of caused air, and then it could cause gas down below, and that really hurts. And that's where that was the real burning thing, much more than any kind of damage to the intestines and all that. But I'll tell you what, there was some, because, I mean, and you can imagine when you get tension in your stomach like that, and so there must have been some soreness or inflammation in there, because I really started doing some colostrum. The colostrum didn't do anything when I was trying to figure this out over the last couple of years. You know, I actually stopped taking it because it wasn't doing anything for the problem. So I knew it was something different than just, you know, tissues and stuff like that. But then now, once I got through it all this way, and then I can still feel there's still a little bit of irritation because of the trapped energy over a couple of years and not, you know, just trying to work my way through it. And now the colostrum is really helping. And now when I do it, I can feel it and it's soothed it if it feels a little bit feisty. And it can for me if I just get a bit stressed. Sometimes I'm here in the studio and just a little bit, you know, just doing, you know, you're working with a downloading something with your mouse, and you know how we do it. We kind of go, hey, you know, oh, why didn't that work? And I could feel my stomach in that moment. I mean, that's crazy. But you know, this thing, baby, is all tied up together. It's so amazing what I've learned over the last, oh gosh, 5, 6, 7 years about this soul, mind, body, emotion connection. They're not even one, and then they're separate at the same time. And every single thought and image, thought form, and words. And words are part of a thought form. Words are different. A thought form is can be anything really, just an idea, a feeling. That's a thought form. And then words, you know, actual words are words, and sentences are. That's the pure, pure construction or architecture is when we put words into a sentence and they actually have some meaning for people. That's the ultimate architecture, and that's how we're different from all the other species out here. We have the ability to do that. But I really, then I love to think about how the way we look today, the way you and I look at this moment, go look in the mirror, wait, no. The way you look today and the way I look today, you know, in the face and body, is a culmination of probably millions of lifetimes and this entire lifetime, because it's all formed by who we are and what we believed. And we probably went through all kinds of different shapes over thousands and millions of lifetimes. Men, you know, female bodies. And then now this lifetime, we look exactly, of course, like everything that we've ever believed or thought, and we come to this point. And that's why we are constantly changing the way we look, and that's why you probably have heard or have seen or experienced even, well, you've probably experienced, especially with the ladies, because they're much more vulnerable and yin and surrender and much more in touch with the feeling aspect, because girls are good at it. And when they fall in love and that, then they just look totally different, right? You can spot it on a woman, just like, whew, just spot it, so right there. Guys, not so much sometimes. You can just spot it when a lady is madly. And then, of course, when gals get pregnant, then you can see it there, and it's beautiful. And that's a complete reflection of our inner life. And that's how we form the way we look today. And that's why love at first sight is actually a real thing. You walk through the grocery store, you see somebody. I remember several girlfriends that I had in this lifetime and spent 2 or 3 years with. The moment I saw him for the first time, I knew that we were going to have a relationship. Isn't that crazy? I think you just, because, you know, spirit just brings these people in and you see them, and then it's just like you know them, because you do on some level spiritually, and it's reflected in their face. And I think that's where beauty is, in the eyes of the beholder. Beauty is in the eyes of the beholder. That's where that comes from. Do you know that? All right. 888-663-6386. Email patrick@oneradionetwork.com. And this may all be wrong, because I just make it up as I go. Yeah. What do we need to look for in a safe, healthy coconut oil? Well, my goodness. I mean, I guess the first thing is organic, right? I would do that. Even though most coconut oils are organic, I would just do organic. I don't know if the term virgin means anything. Adam's probably listening this morning. Hi, Adam. I don't know if he likes coconut oil. I don't know if virgin means anything, or extra virgin coconut oil, or cold pressed. I don't know. I just never really looked into it. I just get good old organic coconut oil, and I've never liked the taste of it too much. Myself, but some people really do. But frankly, I'd rather use ghee. That's my fat of choice. What's your fat of choice? I'm a fatty choice. Have you tried the 5-seed blend? No, I have not. Yeah, years ago I did, when I first got into Andreas oils. That's pretty cool, because you got these really five different oils together. Natural News guy, Mike, Health Ranger Mike Adams, has created a Reel.video as a place people may post channels that have been deleted on YouTube. Oh. Yeah, I heard that he did that. So, we're not quite controversial enough to get deleted, so. Yeah. We haven't gone there yet. Back to the emails. Hi, Patrick, are you still selling C-60, or carbon-60? Yeah, we have it in our store. Tony's concerned about it being nanoparticles. Yeah, I know. Tony's concerned a lot about nanoparticles. I'm sure there's something to it. That's some stuff made in the lab, and, you know, really, I'm sure there's some weird engineering going on with some of it. But just because something is nano in general, actually, Bob Greska said that his stuff is smaller than nano. But I, you know, come on. I wouldn't worry about it. I feel better taking it. So, yeah, you know, if it was really hurting you, you would know. I bought my relaxed sauna from Phil Wilson in 2012 before I knew about your show. Huh. It's really it fits quite nicely in my living room. Hmm. I used to use it every day, but I've been negligent for a while, only making time for it every now and then. I know I should get back onto it. It's hard for me to get in there in the hot weather. I guess that's no excuse. Yeah, you don't get as motivated, but I jump in now. Just jump in and don't think about it, because before you know it, you're in there just sweating, and it doesn't matter whether it's 100 degrees outside or 20. But I was quite happy that Raymond Francis, on yesterday, 81 revs around the sun, he said that he does it 2 to 3 times a week saunas. No prompting from me. He just came out and said it. And he said that it's, absolutely necessary. An 81-year-old fellow who's in really good health, it's absolutely necessary, mandatory, with the stuff that we have in our culture in 2018, to sweat. on a regular basis. The Hippocrates fellow did the same thing, Brian Clements, and he said he does it every day. We have a great price on our sauna, $9.95. Just email me if you'd like to get one. It's really good. Just a wonderful, wonderful sauna. Very low EMFs, because I have all the fancy equipment. Just has magnetic energy, which you get when you stand next to your fridge or your juicer, or doesn't have any radio frequencies. It's far infrared and it's very hot. I know it seems pretty warm right now, but this is August 10th. I mean, it's going to be September, 3 weeks, 2 weeks, or whatever. And you'll be thinking about fall. So, you know, get it now, get it set up, get it all ready to go, and start. Just jump in. So by the time it starts to cool off, you'll be a sauna expert. And I just can't tell you, I can't quantify exactly how it's helped my health, sweating almost every day. My skin feels great. It feels, you know, like a little baby skin all over my arm. It's just amazing for your skin. And you just, you know, it just sweats and all this stuff comes out. Just come out. I will let you know about the rebounder after I seriously reassess my space situation. Okay. Okay. If I get the mold thing, can you help me? Yeah, I will. Yeah, anybody, I offer that as a special service. If you want to try the mold relief product from Wayne and, spray all your mold with the fogger, if you get that, when you get it, just email me. Wayne will give you some directions, but I'll be happy to help you and hold your hand because I learned a lot about it doing mine, kind of trial and success and all of that. Just email me and I'll do it. Patrick@oneradionetwork.com. Come on, here's our show. Why don't you call up and I want to talk to you. Come on, come on, come on, come on. 888-663-6386. Email Patrick@oneradionetwork.com. Maybe you have something going on that you'd like to chat about. Maybe you have a guest that you'd like to chat about. Maybe you have a life experience you'd like to tell us about. Maybe you have a dream you'd like to tell us about. Maybe you have something really fun happening in your life you want to tell us about. Maybe you live someplace that's really great. You think I should move? Because I've really been looking. I don't know why I got this moving thing kind of. I don't know what's going on. Let's do this first.
Daniel Vitalis, the colostrum we offer is from moo cows. Why is it good for people?
There's a sort of wonder of nature in that there's this relationship between cows and people where cows' colostrum is actually extremely bioactive in human beings. We've known that for 8,000 years. And there are over 4,000 medical studies confirming that when human beings consume cow colostrum, a similar thing happens in their body, starts to format their immune system. It seems to be due to substances that are found in colostrum that are called immune factors, and also this really amazing substance called transfer factor, which somehow transfers the immunity over from the cow to human beings. But the important thing to remember is that we're living in an era where there's more people alive today with dysfunctional immune systems than ever before. And colostrum gives us the ability to actually restructure, rebuild, and reformat our immune systems so we can really thrive in our modern world today.
Thriving, yes indeed. We like that. The colostrum is now in the 1 and 2 kilo bags as well, or you can get capsules or a smaller size. Just click an order right on the front page. Any survival link on OneRadioNetwork.com. Previously with cancer specialist Dr. Francisco Contreras on rebounding.
There's a study that was done in America with women that exercise 4 hours a week strenuously, and those that had 66 less incidence of cancer of the breast than the women that didn't do exercise. That's how impactful exercise can be.
We've been a big fan of rebounding, these little trampolines, for years.
Rebounding is one of the best because not only is it not as aerobic as many other exercises, but it is, but it also moves the lymph from within your body. And remember that lymph is the one that's bringing out all of the toxins. And if you don't get it up to your heart and then out through the urine, the toxins stay there. So rebounding is an excellent form of exercise that just about anybody can do. I mean, we have some 85-year-old people that rebound. It's very easy, even for elderly people, to get on the rebounder and just go up and down. It's an excellent exercise.
Certainly is. The Rebound Air Lifetime Warranty Rebounder. Click and order right now. 1RadioNetwork.com. And as fate would have it, we have a sale. We generally sell the half fold for $339. It's a great rebounder. It's a good price. Lifetime warranty. So if you click an order today, right on the rebounder ad, you'll pay $339 because we didn't change the price. However, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, however, if you click on the rebounder ad today, now, this weekend, and pay $339, we'll send you the super duper califragilistic expialidocious ultimate rebounder, or also called the quarter fold, which is like the BMW of rebounders. It's much more sturdy. It's just really more well built. And you can go on reboundair.com. They sell it for $420. Don't do that. And then we'll sell it to you for $339. And just click on it, and we'll give you the half fold. And we have about 20 more days in August as we jump into summer sale. Now, if you would like the half fold and don't want to spend the extra $39, fine. Email me, and we'll work it out so you can pay $299 and get the half fold. That's confusing. Just email me and say, hey, I want one of these rebounders, but I don't understand. That's fine. I understand. Patrick@1RadioNetwork.com. It's my party, and I cry if I want to. Cry if I want to. Cry if I want to. You would cry, too, if it happened to you. Whoa. Nobody knows where my Johnny has gone. I remember that song. Isn't that amazing? I mean, remember the words, and I can remember listening to this on the radio. What year was that? Oh my God. 1963, I was a junior in high school. Remember, that was the year that they had... Oh, you're too young to remember. But anyway, this year they had He's So Fine. Remember that? He's So Fine. Ah, I love that kind of music. It was just a trip. And we used to go to parties when we were in grade school and dance. Really? I'm serial. Seventh grade, eighth grade. Went to boy-girl parties. We'd dance, jitterbug, drink Coca-Cola, 7-Up, chips. Play spin the bottle, smooch. It was really interesting because here we were at a Catholic high school, I mean a grade school, Catholic grade school. Catholic grade school right up the street from me. It was Our Lady of Perpetual Payments. Remember that one? That's where we went to school, Our Lady of Perpetual Payments. And everybody was fine with it. Nobody thought anything about it. I mean, this was 59, 58, 57. Right around in there. We had nuns, and a kid in our class would have a party, and they'd send you out invitations, and we all went there. Our parents drove us. We all got kind of dressed up, and we were down in the basement generally at a house, and we'd play records, and we would dance, slow dance, fast dance, and play spin the bottle, and everybody go home, and it was great, and get all crushed up on girls and boys. And it was so sweet and so innocent and so, I mean, I'm almost crying thinking about it. It was just so amazing. Nobody got mad. Nobody, you know, was jealous. No, it was just, it was such a different world. I mean, if you did that today, the parents would be, I mean, could you imagine? Never mind a Catholic grade school, never mind being Catholic. But if you had 6th, 7th, and 8th graders going to a boy-girl party today, oh my God. Oh my God. The world would be up in arms. What are you doing to the children? What are you doing to those children? They're playing spit in the butt. Or even if they didn't play kissing games, just if they're dancing. See, so, I mean, the proof is in the pudding. I mean, I'm pretty well grounded and have a very objective and I think a very honest and view of men and women and boys and girls and sex and how that all works. And never had, you know, there's never, and that's because early on we just kind of got, you know, introduced to it. And that's how you learn how to be around girls and how to be, girls learn how to be around boys. And truly, I mean, and it was reflected in the shows of the day of Spin and Morty on Mickey Mouse Club and Leave It to Beaver and My Father Knows Best and all that. And these shows were all about very, very kind of, today they'd be boring kind of problems, you know. I mean, now it's drugs and, you know, killing kids and, you know, changing sex and stuff. It's bonkers, you know. But this is not normal. This is not normal what's going on today. All of these weird things are just a part of the Kali Yuga, part of more dysfunction. And it's actually a spiritual issue that souls are actually going the other way, most of them. But for those of you who want to choose to go the other way, you can clamp onto the Golden Age, which is going on right now, and have your Golden Age. But trust me when I tell you, it's not going to get any better on the other side. And I'm the most positive guy in the world because that's the way it works. So as you have one golden age in a cycle, then it gets even more Kali on the other end. So you have to be prepared to not react and get all crazy on some of the things going on. Just don't get involved. Don't take sides. Don't take sides. As soon as you start taking sides, you are in the mud. In the mud. And when you get in the mud, you're in the mud. And you don't get out till you get out. So I caution you not to take sides.